Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, the weather is pleasantly mild. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and inviting. Jerusalem enjoys a warm afternoon. Haifa is sunny with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ma'ariv reports just in that Iran and the U.S. are nearing a dramatic agreement to freeze uranium enrichment and gradually lift sanctions. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reported that Trump remains silent as Iran resumes missile launches, raising fears in Gulf states. Also this hour, JNS reports that Netanyahu condemned an Iranian attack on the UAE in a call with Sheikh bin Zayed. Separately from earlier today, I-24 News notes Trump paused a U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz, citing progress with Iran. And finally, in earlier reporting, Axios highlights that the U.S. and Iran are close to a one-page memorandum to end the conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East analyst, Middle East_24, posted just minutes ago that the U.S., and Iran are closing in on an agreement to end hostilities. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, noted a short time ago that energy prices are declining as the U.S. and Iran near a deal. I-24News_EN, an international broadcaster, wrote just minutes ago about the nearing agreement for future nuclear talks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the potential agreement between the U.S. and Iran. According to Ma'ariv, the deal could see a halt in uranium enrichment and a phased lifting of sanctions. This development might significantly reduce tensions in the Middle East. If successful, the agreement will provide a framework for intensive nuclear negotiations. Turning to Trump's silence amid Iran's missile launches, Ynet reports Gulf states feel abandoned as Iran continues its aggressive actions without facing U.S. retaliation. This raises concerns about a potential escalation in the region. The lack of response may embolden Tehran further. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's condemnation of Iran's attack on the UAE highlights growing regional tensions. JNS noted that the Emirati president is rallying support from other leaders. This diplomatic outreach could lead to a unified response against Iran. The attack may fortify alliances within the Gulf Cooperation Council. In earlier developments, Trump's decision to pause the U.S. operation in Hormuz signals diplomatic progress. I-24 News reports that both sides are optimistic about reaching a broader understanding. This move could help stabilize a critical maritime passage. It reflects the administration's focus on diplomacy over military action. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reports that Israel's real estate market is booming, with significant sales like a five-room penthouse in central Israel for 1.4 million shekels. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Copilot Kit raised $27 million for its AI enterprise platform, expanding its influence in AI development. And finally, CTEC reports on Minimus's recruitment strategies, emphasizing trust and flexibility as key benefits in the cybersecurity startup sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.